West Georgia's first news on this Thursday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, it was revealed that one of the victims of a 14-year-old shooter at Appalachian High School in Winder Wednesday was a former Harrelson County Schools District educator and coach. Ricky Aspinall was one of four people shot and killed by Colt Gray. Nine others were injured. Online records show that Richard William Aspinall was a paraprofessional and teacher's aide employed by the Harrelson County Board of Education from 2012 to 2014. Another social media post suggests he taught at Harrelson County Middle School from 2010 to 2012. Aspinall went on to coach football at Mountain View High School for a decade before moving ahead of the 2023 football season to Appalachia, where he was in his second season as defensive coordinator. Online posts say Aspinall was killed in the doorway of his classroom as he attempted to usher students from the hallway inside to safety. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says Gray will be charged with murder and will be handled as an adult as he moves through the criminal justice system. The office of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock notifying the city of Carrollton this week they will be the recipient of a $9.2 million grant from the Safe Streets and Roads for All program. Mayor Betty Kaysen says the funding will go towards enhancing Maple Street through beautification efforts and improvements for pedestrian traffic. The Safe Streets and Roads for All program provides financial support for planning, infrastructure, behavioral, and operational initiatives to prevent death and serious injury on roads and streets involving all roadway users, including pedestrians, bicyclists, and motorists. Villarica's interim city manager on Wednesday confirming that he will become the full-time city manager for the city of Bowdoin this fall. On June 26th of this year, Villarica City Council approved a six-month contract for Jeff Reese to serve as interim city manager, temporarily replacing city manager Tom Barber, whose contract with the city was terminated. In a social media post Wednesday, Reese confirmed that he had accepted the job as a full-time city manager in nearby Bowdoin, effective the first week of November. Restating, the Villarica employees and I have made great progress in getting the city back on track. We're not there yet, and although frustrating, it's impossible to unwind a watch that quickly. But rest assured that I am leaving the city that I love better than I found it. And more than 50 students at Carrollton High School have been named Advanced Placement Scholars by the College Board in recognition of their outstanding performance on the college-level AP exams. More than 600 exams were ordered across 22 different AP courses last year. 14 of those students also earned the AP Scholar with Distinction Award for scoring at least an average of 3.5 on all AP exams taken and grades of 3 or higher on 5 or more of these exams. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.